We're up to Simon Shin Samach Vav Seif Yud Gimel. We'll start from Yud Gimel. Seif Yud Gimel. Page 464 in the Dershim Mishnagurus. Shin Samach Vav Seif Yud Gimel Mitzvah Lachazor Achar Eruvei Chatzer. So there's a mitzvah to seek out. In other words, if you live in a courtyard and everything is fine and good, you have four walls. So all that's missing is the Eruvei Chatzer. In order to be permitted to carry from your home to the courtyard, go for it. Don't be a slacker. Don't be lazy. There's a mitzvah to make sure that you do have an Eruvei Chatzer. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see the supplement to the Mishnah from the Dirshu section. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Ayin Ches Achar Eruvei Chatzer Kedei Shelo Yavahu L'Taltel Bis. There's a responsibility for the people, the community leaders, whether it includes the Rabbanim or includes the lay leaders, to make sure that people, there is an Eruvei Chatzer, so that people do not come to carry in sin. They do not come to take things from their home to the courtyard. Shaloi kedin. Let's look at number 84. On the left side, the supplement, there's 84. Umitam ze. It's the last thing on the bottom, the left side on the bottom. Umitam ze kasav. Now, then, the Mechaber only mentions Eruvei Chatzeros, which means, let's you have a courtyard, and there are four walls. It's a gated community, so there's no issue of it being a Rishus HaYachid. The only issue is the Din Derabban of Eruvei Chatzeros. So there's a mitzvah to make sure. Now, what would be the halacha when it comes to a city where you don't, a community, where you don't have four walls, where you only have no walls, like in most communities? Is there a mitzvah for the community leaders to put up an Eruv, meaning to build the walls, to make a Tzuras HaPesach around the entire community, and then to go to the next step, of course, to make a V'chatzer. So here brings in Chassam Sefer, and this quote very often, all these posters and all the politics that goes on, this is quoted very often, Mitam Zeh, Kosa V'shal Shulis Chassam Sefer, Sheyesh Gam Mitzvah. It doesn't say this in the Mechaber, it doesn't say this in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say this in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, because again, I want to repeat this point, the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, it only says that there is a mitzvah to make an Eruv when you already have a courtyard, you already have four walls, so you're dealing with a Rishus HaYochid De'oraisa, and the only issue is, you're still not allowed to carry from your home to the courtyard, because your home is a Rishus that is unique to your family, and the courtyard is shared by the community, and even though in Minat Torah there's no issue whatsoever, the Rabbanan said it resembles carrying into a Rishus Rabim, you can make an Eruvei Chatzeros to permit you to do so. But what about if you are in a community that you don't have four walls? That was not mentioned in the Mechaber, that is not mentioned in the Ramah, that's not in Shulchan Aruch. But the Chassam Sefer says that there's no reason why it should be any different. And therefore there is a mitzvah in a community where there are no issues. There's a mitzvah to make sure that Tzuras HaPesach is constructed around the city so that people can carry on Shabbos. That's a chiddush. Okay, and the point, it's not in Shulchan Aruch this. It's an extension, it's an extrapolation. Omitam ze kotzim shalosh shulis chasam soifer sheyesh gam mitzvah lachazor achar tikun hamuvos v'achatzeros sheyu misukanim b'mechitzos kedin. Build walls. Build a Eruvei Chatzer. Build a Tzuras HaPesach. Kedei shelo yavo l'taltel b'iser, for the same exact reason, people should not come to carry on Shabbos b'iser. He himself says that Hashbetz is enough for the fact that he was so busy. Derech Talmud Chacham L'sakein HaErev, it's the responsibility of the Talmud Chacham to be Mesakein HaErev. Kemuru B'Gemara, Sherabi brings reference to the Gemara. The Gemara is Sherabi Rachana Sholes Abaye. It's a Gemara. He asked Abaye, now you have to turn all the way back. You have to turn all the way back to the back of the Sefer. All the way back. And there are, it's Miluim. And there's the page 19. Page 19 on the bottom. See, on the very bottom, it's broken up 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four categories, two different sections on the very bottom and the very back of the Sefer. He found over here this person, Rav Ruchana Sholos Abaye, the great Abaye. Madua Movui Shagorbo Tre Gravi Ravre Karabanan. He asked him, why is it that in this mode that you live in, and there are two great rabbis, you are by, and there was someone else, I'm not sure who the other person was, loy oisim boy erev, v'af loy shitov. He questioned, he was upset with him. What, you live in this courtyard, in this mavui, how come there is no Erev? So we see from that, that means that he held him guilty, that the proper thing to the being that you live here, you are responsible to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, or a Lechi or a Koira, and then make the Erev HaTzeres and the Shetiv Levos, that people in your community will not come to carry by mistake. Anyone that doesn't hold of Eruvim, here this Nosoch, anyone that doesn't want to make an error because it's not really correct, it's not really according to halacha, it's hocus pocus to put up two poles and a string on top and magic you're allowed to carry, I don't hold from this. This is foolishness. This is just foolishness. You're an apikoris. If you don't believe someone that says, I don't behold of this, and putting up two sticks and a string on top, telephone wires around the city is going to make an Erev, you don't believe in it, you're not because. Therefore,
because it's
chazal, this is halacha.
And you're rejecting the
tradition.
The tradition of the chazal.
This is what chazal tell us, absolutely. It's apikursis. Uzuchus gidoylahi l'sakein ha'erev. It's a very great merit to be involved in Tikkun Erevin. It's a very big schos for a person. For him, his family, Cholodoros. Limnoya, why? Because you're preventing people from carrying in sin. Limnoya hakilkul sheyavohu rabbi l'taltabu li'erev. It happens all the time. People carry on Shabbos by mistake or on purpose. And ma'atoyv ma'anoyim, that there should be an Erev to prevent people from carrying in sin. Okay, so that's what it says. He brings right from the Gemara. Now, interesting though that Abaya didn't know that he's living in a community. But he really, the whole raya he's bringing over here, the Tashbetz, is because we find in the Gemara that Rabbi Arvuri said, "Chow, how come there's no Erev here?" Abaya knew there was no Erev. So why didn't he make an Erev? I don't know. I don't know why he didn't make an Erev. But that's a very thing to take note, given the steps. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Shulchan Aruch is very limited. You live in a courtyard, there are four real walls. Minatoira, there's nothing wrong. It's just taking some bread, picking it up, making a bracha, and that's all it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a mitzvah to be misaking. The Chasam Sofer says a tremendous chiddush. Extrapolate. Build the walls also. There's a mitzvah to build the walls. Really? Ad kedei kach, to build the walls. When you build the walls, you get into a lot of problems. But it's what he says, and it's a very big schus. And if you don't believe in it, apikoros, so on and so forth, fine. But obviously, you have to also take into consideration other things. Moshe didn't feel that way and came to Brooklyn and other metropolitan areas, so everything has to be balanced. Balanced. And we learned also, you have to also remember, we learned all the coolest that go into the massive coolest, going to the Rambam, you're not allowed to make an Erev where all four sides are used with a Tzuras HaPesach. In order to make an, like you go to a bungalow colony, or most community Eruvin, is where all four sides are Tzuras HaPesach, poles with strings going around the entire community. According to the Rambam, doesn't work. You have to have at least two sides. You have to have at least two sides. Oimed merube ala parutz, real walls. To Rambam, we don't paskin like this. It's not the minhag. It's not the minute to pass like this, but there are people that are there, and the Mishnah Berurah was very critical. The Mishnah Berurah said, Yesh al Nefesh Shri Machmer. So you have to balance. Here we have the Chasam Sofer that says, for the Mishnah Berurah, for the Chavetz Chaim, the Chasam Sofer, Chasam Sofer said, there's a mitzvah to be misaki. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's right. There's a mitzvah, but you know there's also a Rambam, and Rambam has extreme limitations in how you can construct walls. And a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. Yet you don't have, you know, that's not obviously the minhag. The minhag is not to be machmir. That goes without saying. So you have to know where to draw the balance. Very difficult.
Look in Yerushalayim. Where everything is polarized in any case.
There is a real wall. That's the ultimate area if you have a wall.
And people, you know, and there are Eruvim,
yeah,
and people, some people say, no, they don't hold by that Eruv, or they let the wife carry in the Eruv.
But not that.
Happens here too, which she, I don't understand. But,
okay.
The wife carries here?
Yeah.
Not here, but in places where there are valid communal Eruvim.
Because they don't want to be something, they want to be machal like the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says that all our, based on the Mishnah Berurah acknowledges that all of our Eruvim today, 99% of the Eruvim today are not like the Rambam. So we read all these halachas inside. And it's incredible, it's a very big leniency. And he brings down that most, I think, I don't remember the words we went through, but most Rishonim, I followed the Rambam, I think.
I don't understand something, though. Maybe you can explain something, though. We have controversies here in Flatbush about is Erev acceptable or not. And you have controversies in Boropa.
Let me explain my
issue, and then you can tell me it's not something you want to get into. Both Moshe, who held this, they both had the same Shulchan Aruch in front of them. And the rabbis who mutter it also have the same Shulchan Aruch in front of them. So how do you have, no, I don't want to do this, and he's a good old Lord, the Moshe was. No, can't have it. And he has the Chubas.
You have to go to the Chubas.
The rabbis, the rabbi of
it's the, very complex.
Flatbush, yeah. And then before he passed on, he was very much in favor of it, other Shuls are. And then you have the Flatbush era. I remember seeing all the signs in Borough Park, Rav David Feinstein and all of them against it. Oh, you're not allowed to carry. And I remember a case where one guy apostled the guy because as an aide at a wedding, because he said, I don't understand. You got the same Shulchan Aruch.
New York City, Brooklyn, is something that is new to halacha. It has not, the case that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, we're never discussing United States of America, New York City. It's an entirely new playing field. And halacha, as we know, is extremely complex. And to apply the halacha that's taught in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara to a city where there is close to, there is, I don't know the exact number, so I'm not doing anything. There are close to 3 million people living in Brooklyn. Is a very complicated area of halacha and how we take the halachas that were taught with regard to a place where you're dealing with the most couple of thousand people, 10,000 people, 100,000 people, and extrapolate what is the halacha in a city like Brooklyn is very complex. And the Gedolei Hadar have different opinions, and the Gedolei Hadar have students. They have Talmidim. They have hundreds, thousands of Talmidim, and those Talmidim have Talmidim. So there are different opinions. So it's very complicated. But let's put aside New York City. Let's go to a place out of town. Let's go to Boston. Let's go to Chicago. Let's go to bungalow colonies, the Catskills. You don't have the issues you have. There you have Mamash Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to get involved in complex modern-day questions. You're dealing with cases which right out of the Shulchan Aruch. It's also very difficult because the Mechaber tells us, according to the Mechaber, basically you can't make an Erev, pretty much. The Mechaber, we learn the Mechaber. The Mechaber says what's called a Rishus Ram Deraisa. A Rishus Ram Deraisa is anywhere where there's access, public access. You don't need to have 600,000 people traveling through everything. That's a kula. There are many kulas. According to the Mechaber, you learn Shulchan Aruch without knowing anything, you would say basically you can't make an Erev. There are too many leniencies. But yet, the minhag ha'olam is to take all the leniencies together and to make, and that's what we all do. That's what I do. That's what I think. So everyone I know does. I don't even know if I can count on one hand people that would not use an Eruv out of town or in a bungalow colony, whatever. I don't even know. But we're making use of almost every kula in the book. Well, that's the way it is. That's tradition. We do make use of kulas. Okay, and the Chassam Sefer goes a step further and says there's a mitzvah, and if you don't believe in it, you're not bikaris. That's the Tashbetz. You're not bikaris. But you have to also have respect. The Mishnah Berurah, he has a long way on the Mishnah Berurah that, you know, it's shaky ground, and you have to have respect for people that want to be machmir. But that's how everything in halacha is like that. There are many different. No two people think alike. No two people look alike.
But can you disrespect the people?
No, you cannot disrespect them. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Unfortunately, again, it becomes very political and it gets very, very heated. And it gets heated for other reasons because you don't like other things about other people. So this just adds fuel to the fire. But if you just want to look at this purely from the point of view from halacha, from an Erev, so everything in halacha is like that. you have your approach, I have my approach. They're both valid. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim, and respect his approach. And I don't know, I walk in the street of Lavish, I see people carrying. I don't see them being attacked. I don't know. I've never seen anyone being attacked on Shabbos or carrying in the Erev. And I don't see anyone attacking the other way around. I think people are pretty civilized from what I've seen. I don't know.
Borough Park, when they first instituted it, was a little
friction.
But okay.
Borough Park was a lot easier than Flatbush because there are certain Hasidic groups accept the Erev. And certain, because their posseg says it's good, and certain Hasidic groups don't accept it, and it's more, acceptable than, let's say, in Flatbush.
All right, so whatever it is.
Our rabbis made the point a couple of times that people come over to them on Shabbos and be cowering, or something. Stylus or something, and people come over and say, oh, good night to you, you know.
All right. Okay, let's go further. All of this is self-explanatory, and I'm not said any chidushim. Let's go. Tezvav. Emosayin rav. Then we go to Nusuyu. When do you make the bracha? When do you make the bracha on Eruv? This goes back to what we discussed yesterday. Zikui. Now we're dealing with the situation where you already have the Eruv. Okay, we're finished. We have the Eruv. You have four walls, and now we're up to step to make the Eruv Chatzeros. So we learned the different techniques of Eruv Chatzeros. What? Mivarech. So do it right now. I'm sorry. I mean, it's like Mivarech al mitzvahs Erev. You make a bracha when you make the Erev Chatzeres. You must make a bracha al mitzvahs Asher kedushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu al mitzvahs Erev. What's very interesting, we'll see in a moment, that same exact bracha is the same nusach for Erev Chatzeres, for Erev Tuchonin, and for Erev Tavshilin, fasting. You would think that Chazal would be misakin a special bracha al mitzvahs Eruvei Chatzeros, al mitzvahs Eruvei Tuchumen, al mitzvahs Eruvei Tavshilin. No, the same exact bracha is used for all three, and that's very interesting. And in fact, the Mishnah is going to tell us that a person is doing both together. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and you're making we learned the custom is to make the Eruvei Chatzeros for the community is to renew it every year, Erev Pesach. So let's say it's Erev Pesach, which is also Erev Shabbos, like it was this year. And you are making more than you're making the Eruv Chatzeros, and you're making the Eruv, and you're making, let's say, Erev Tachumin, let's say, or let's say you're also making Eruv, you make one bracha that covers them all. You don't make special individual brachas. One bracha can cover all three in a situation. We do all three together. We'll see in a moment. But let's review the basics. How does one make an Eruv Chatzeros? Let's review. So we really learned three techniques. Two which we don't do at all, Bizman Hazeh, and the only thing that's done. The two that are not done at all, and he mentions this over and over because it brings out many yesoides in halacha, which is very important. That's the whole purpose of this. Is that the first technique to make an Eruv Chatzeres is where everyone in the community contributes bread. Let's say you have a small courtyard, let's say 10 people.
Apartment house.
Every single one, let's say you have 5 apartments, argument's sake. Apartment house, 5 apartments. Every single one contributes a matzah. Every single one contributes a loaf of bread. Someone comes in with a basket, and everyone drops in a loaf of matzah. So you'll have each matzah alone. You have to have a minimum shear together of mazon shtei sudos. Let's say you need 3 matzahs altogether. 3 matzahs is enough for 1,000 people. But everyone has to contribute. So you have 5 people, everyone gives a matzah, a total of 5 matzahs. So very good, you have 5 matzahs, more than 3, it's good for the entire boat. That was the first technique. The second technique to make an Erev Chatzeres is where everyone gives money, or everyone gives flour. And then that money and flour is used the flour is used to bake one loaf of bread that's large enough, that has the shear, includes everyone. Or with the money, you purchase a loaf of bread that's large enough that includes everyone's money and has the minimum shear. The third technique, which is what we now know, and those two techniques, technically you do not need to do zikui. You don't need to give it. The one who makes the collection does not need to get, and when he finishes the collection, does not need to give it to a third party and say, I want you to pick it up on behalf of the entire community. That is not necessary. Since each individual in the courtyard has contributed, you have in front of you a basket which includes the property, the bread of every single member of this community. There's nothing more that needs to be done. The third technique, which is the only technique that's done today, is where no one contributes nothing because no one is busy, has time to run around and do this. You just buy, you're a host, you're a nice guy, you spend $5 or $10, whatever it costs, depending on the type of matzah you buy a box of matzah, and you then, and the matzah, of course, has more than the minimum shear, three matzahs, and you, this matzah will be the property of the entire community. How do you do that? How are you mezakeh to them? You give it to a third person, and that person picks it up on behalf of the entire community. You must do zikui. You must be mezakeh the tzibur, and to do zikui, you have to give it to another person. So the question is, at what point in time do you make the bracha asher kiddushon b'mitzvahs b'tzonu al mitzvahs eruv? There's a general principle. When do you make a bracha? Oiver la'asiyas, before, right before you do the mitzvah. When do you make the bracha on your talis? After the talis is already on your body, before you do the last thing. When do you make bracha on tefillin? Not when the tefillin is in the zekel, it's in the case, but you already put the tefillin on your hand. Right before you tighten, you make the bracha. Not after you tighten it, and not when the tefillin is in the case. You do the mitzvah the split second before you're about to do the mitzvah. That's when you make the bracha. So here's the big question, the million-dollar question. When is the moment when you make the Eruv Chatzeros, when is the moment Oiver La'asiyosan, right before the Eruv takes effect? And in other words, when is the proper time to make the bracha? So we're going to have, I'll give you all the different options, we'll read everything inside. Maybe if you're doing it option 1 and 2, you're going to collect, you're making a collection, I'm going to take my bread basket, I'm going to go knock on all 5 apartments and say I'm now making a collection for the Eruv Chatzeros, will you please give me a matzah? So in that case, there is no ziku, you don't have to be mezakeh at the end. So then I should make the bracha before I knock on the first person's door. Before I knock on door number 1, I'm starting to do the mitzvah of collection. Maybe I should make the bracha before I knock on number 5, on the last person's door. At the completion. No, you can't make the bracha when it's over. You have to make the bracha before you finish. So maybe it's better to make it right before you collect the bread from the last person. But if you make the eruv through zikui, you know, it's I'm going to buy the matzah for the entire community, and in that case, I must give the matzah to another person to pick up on behalf of everyone. Then, you make the bracha right before you give the matzah to the other person to pick up on behalf of the entire community. Let's say you forget to make the bracha. Generally speaking, if you don't make a bracha, once you do the mitzah, you don't make it, it's too late. A bracha is only made before you do the mitzah. Many times, if you already do the mitzah, it's too late. Depends on the mitzah. So then we're going to see that if you already gave it to the person, you can still make the bracha, because the truth is, the Eruv takes effect at Bein Hashmashos. Chazal were very precise in how they set up the mechanics of Eruv Chatzeros. You make the collection, you mezakeh, but the moment when the Eruv is triggered is when Shabbos begins. So even if you've gone through all the steps, you've collected, you've mezakeh, if you didn't make the bracha, you can still make the bracha as long as Shabbos did not yet begin. That's all there is. There's some of everything we're going to run through very quickly. And I want to just read you the nusach of the bracha inside, as everything is mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go over here, Yudalid, al mitzvahs eruv. And let's read through it now, and then when we finish, I'll read the nusach. Don't worry about the nusach. We'll read through what it says in Mishnah Berurah, and then I'll open up the siddur and show you what it says there. Al mitzvahs eruv, ve'afilu odem acher she'eni dor ba'osam yiroi t'lishmos b'sham b'shabbos. I'm reading from Ayin Tes, Sifka Ayin Tes. He just tells John Halacha that even if you don't live in this courtyard, you can make the bracha. The one that makes the bracha does not need to be a resident of this community. Because if the eruv, why? I'm not a participant, so it's not my mitzvah. It is your mitzvah. Because if you arrive here on Shabbos, you would not be allowed to carry. Now that an eruv was made here on Shabbos, you're also allowed to carry. Or if you come, a person comes from the outside, a person who's not living in this courtyard, and he visits his friend on Shabbos, and he wants to take something from his friend's home to the courtyard, is he allowed to do so? So if there's an Eruv made, yes, he is. If an Eruv was not made, he's not allowed to. So even though you're not a resident, the fact that this Eruv is being made is going to allow you to carry an object from one of your friend's apartments to the courtyard. So you are also receiving benefit from this Eruv, even though you did not live here. And that's enough to allow you, an outsider, to make the bracha. Let's say you go and you put the Erev Chatzeros and Eruv Tavshilin together, which can happen not this year, but if, let's say, Erev Pesach falls on a Friday or on a Thursday, and you're making to the Yom Tov in Chutz Yaretz, and you're making at the same time the Eruv Chatzeros and the Eruv Tavshilin, Mevorech Brocha Achas al Shetehen, the Hainu al Mitzvahs Eruvin, in the plural. If you make a Brocha only, you make al Mitzvahs Eruv. But if you make a Brocha, you're combining multiple Eruvim together, Eruv Tavshilin, and Eruv Chatzeros Eruvin. You say the nusach b'hodein eruva. Then you say the nusach and the siddur on both nuschos for each one separately. After you make the single bracha al mitzvahs eruvin, kifin nuschol v'chay adam klal kuf beis kasav shoyimar al mitzvahs eruve tavshilin. He disagrees. He holds that you should make two separate. You should specify if you're doing two together. Einos mitzvahs chavilos, I guess. And therefore, you should say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvahs v'tzvanu al mitzvahs eruvei tavshilin ve'eruvei chatzeros. That's a trivial question.
Yes. One bracha.
No. So you make one bracha, but in the one bracha you mention each one separately. Fascinating. Right. So this is a really good trivia question. When do you have a hechatim? So where a person makes a bracha according to the chayod only, not according to everyone. It's only the chayod. When you say Eruv Chatzeros, you never say that. You always say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvos al mitzvahs Eruv. So when you have Hechatim, so when you can make a bracha al Eruv Chatzeros, when you're making it together with another Eruv, that allows you to specify each one individually. And volume, then you say b'dein yehi shalom lafui l'tuti b'mitzvos, and you say the nusach of both of them, the Yiratzon.
Isn't it one bracha?
Yes,
say,
yeah.
It's one bracha,
but you specify each one individually in the bracha. It's a very b'chiddush. It's one bracha, but each one gets its own specification according to the Chayi Adam. Next, now go back to the Tetzvah. So you make the bracha when you collect mibnei hechotzer. When you collect it, and then you mezak. And the Mishnah will clarify what this means, because if you're collecting, you don't need to do zikli. So what then does it mean over here in the Mechaber? The Mechaber says when you collect and you mezake, pum vaker. So we'll see that what that means in a moment. Let's read for a few more words. The Oimer, and you make the following, say the following words: Behodein Eruva Yehei Shirei Lon. It should be permitted for us leafuke to take out ule ayule to bring in min habatim lechatzef from the homes to the courtyard umin lechatzel habatim mibayis to bayis from one home to another home lechol habatim shebuchatzer. Notice it does not make any mention of the mavoi. Because here we're dealing only with an Eruv Chatzeros, but when we do this, we make everything together. We make an Eruv Chatzeros and a Shetuvim Mevos in one shot, and therefore we're going to our Nusach is a little bit different. We'll see that in a few moments. What happens if you collect, you don't make a bracha? You collected the Eruv and you did not make a bracha. It's okay. That's a general law in all mitzvahs. The bracha is not me'akev. If you forget to make a bracha, it doesn't matter. If it's long to the mitzvah, you are in business. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah very quickly. Pei Aleph, the previous page. Sifkon Pei Aleph. Shemakam Beit Sabei Sif Vabach Chosu B'Simon Shin Sadi Hei B'Tzarech Levarech B'Shosh Shemaschir L'Kabetz. Option number one. Option number one was you making a collection. So what is called Oiver La'asiyasan? When you begin to collect before number one, the loikir shenigmar hakibbutz, the oskvar nigmar hamitzvah, it's too late. The achrer miskimud yuchal lechatchil levarich achas shekvar nigmar hakibbutz lechatchilo, you can do it in the middle. You can start collecting from 1, 2, 3, and then in the middle you can make the bracha lechatchil of yatam yishum. This field hud yachas miskabit tzorich lechatchil lezakus lechol bnei chotzer. This goes back to what we learned, because we learned that even when you make a collection, we learned before, especially when you collect flour. It's not true when you collect bread, but when you collect flour or you collect money, lichatchila, you should also do zikui. Option number two. Option number one, when you collect bread, you don't need to do anything. But when you collect flour, since it may turn out the result may be that not everyone's flour or money will be used to purchase the loaf of bread, so that person may not be a participant. So lichatchila, you should also do zikui, and therefore it's the erev is not triggered until you do the zikui. So therefore, you can make the bracha until the moment of zikui. Commercial gasam leel b'sif kad mem hey umikri adayin oiver lasiyasan kishu kodem azikui umikol mokum b'diavad afilu kvar zika. Let's say you already did zikui. Let's say you bought a box of matzah and you gave it to someone to be mezakeh for the entire community, and then you realize, oh no, I forgot to make a bracha. It's okay, you can still make a bracha, it's not too late. Gam kin yuchal levarich. Why? Here's the yisod that I told you. The ikar kinias eruv chol b'shas kinisas hashabos. The ikar trigger is b'shas bein hashmoshois. And therefore, as long as Shabbos has not yet begun, it's still called Oiver before La'asiyasan. Mikri b'chol gavni Oiver La'asiyasan. Uvipurat, im lo yunuch ha'er ba'adayim b'mekoyma, especially if you have not yet put the Erev in its location. You're supposed to put the Erev in a special place. It's supposed to be in a place that's high. Everyone can see it, like a clock. It's supposed to be the place where everyone can see the air. Everyone knows this is the Erev, we're all joined together. He showed me, Dr. Friedman showed me from a magazine, a Judaica collection magazine from 1866, where they had in the shul a special beautiful plate, like you have a ka'ara for Pesach, and they had a special ka'ara for the Erev, Be'eruv HaChatzeros. A beautiful plate, a designer plate that was custom designed for the Eruv HaChatzeros, and on this plate is where they put in the shul the Eruv HaChatzeros. Everyone should see, this is Eruv HaChatzeros. This was a minute. Today, unfortunately, this is lost from us. Today, the Eruv HaChatzeros is a box of matzah, stashed away somewhere in some cabinet, somewhere in the shul. We don't even know where it is, if it's even there to begin with. So, this unfortunately is lost from us. The Vadai, when you make the bracha, when you mazake, perish, when you pay base, so first you make the bracha. He's telling us the order. You first make the bracha, and after you make the bracha, you tell your friend to pick up the bread on behalf of the entire community. After you make the bracha, pick it up. Some have a custom where you first pick it up and then you make the bracha. That's also okay. But ideally, it appears that you should first make the bracha and then have your friend pick it up. And it doesn't make a difference. Anyone can make the bracha. You can make the bracha, but the one who pays for it, the bracha should be made before the transfer of the one who paid for it to the one who picks it up. He's recording the nusach. So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a minute, what happened to the mavui? You only mentioned the homes and the courtyard. What about the mavui? V'loi hiskim avim shum shtikon ayah shaloi niskan ha-mavui s'be'erim k'din. K'din. V'chol chatzim esakin erim chatzis l'arak l'hatah hatat l'bechatzim. Avim v'akim shum esakin ha-mavui s'un the place where you have a shutuf and mavui. Like today, everything is one big, we do everything together. Ha-minuk sh'oysin erim chatzis v'shutuf mavui k'achad in one shot. K'mavui l'misim and shum peyzim. We'll learn that. Later on, that those details have yet to come in 10 simanim from now. The Al, I'm sorry, 20 simanim from now, we're going to learn that the Al came tzach l'chayse boi shar yusa de mavui. You got to add that into the nusach v'zen nuscho. So let's remember the nusach of the Mishnah Berurah. Behadein eruva, with this eruv, yehei shira lana, it should be permitted for us le'afuke, to take out, u'le'ayule, to bring in, min habatim l'chatzer, u'mechatzer labatim, u'mibayis l'vayis, u'mechatzer l'chatzer, u'migag legag, different types of rishuyos, ubibatim v'chatzeros limavoy. U mi mavoy l'chol habatim v'chatzeros shebeir hazo, lanu for us, u l'chol hadorim beir hazos, u l'chol mi sheyitosef ba, like we learned yesterday, anyone that will join us in the future, al sheim ha'osin, any new resident that joins this community in the entire year, because the custom is to make it do it once a year. We did it once a year, Erev Pesach. The im arev l'chol shabsos hashana, yisayim l'chol shabsos hashana, u l'chol yamim toivim, periods. Actually, the talk, why don't you mention Yom Kippur? What happened to Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not, it's not Shabbos, and it's not called Yom Tov either in many places. It's called, it's a good separate nusach, Yom, but it's included here in the word of Yom HaKippur. Yom Kippur is included in Yom Tov. Let's pay dollars. Right, so it's they're different terms, but for our purposes, it's already called, it's called Yom Tov, so Yom Kippur is also included in this nusach. Let's say you did not make a bracha on less than a bura. What did Nafilu Manusach in Hanusach Bechadein? Eruva Gamkein Loy Amu Alav. Kevan Shem Mishutafim Beiruv Zasagi Bazeh. If you don't say the Nusach, it's also okay. As long as it was collected. If you don't make the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah adds, not only did you not make the bracha, you did not say the Nusach. It's also good. But we have to remember that if you do say the Nusach and you batch up and you say the wrong thing, you don't say the complete Nusach, then you're in a lot of trouble. It's worse to say the nusach and leave out a few words, min habotim labotim, or you leave out min hamavli labotim, something like that, then not saying the nusach at all. So if you don't have the nusach in front of you, don't say the nusach. Because if you do say a nusach and you don't say correctly, it's worse. That we learned a few days ago. Let me just read you the nusach in the Siddur. It's exactly what it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah.
A few things are left out.
What's left out? This nusach of the Mishnah includes everything. No, I doesn't leave out the Mavli. Let me read. That's why I want to show you in our Siddur. Let me show you what it says here in the Siddur, page 288 in the article Siddur. Eribi Chatzeres Utchumin, 288. Okay, here is Eribi Chatzeres. I'll read you the instructions of the article. Oiche Yisra'er of the Yada. It all comes from the Mishnah Berurah, the article, the writing of the Mishnah Berurah. You take the air in your hand. You say the bracha of the nusach b'hadein. So that's what he's telling us. Doesn't say the Mishnah, you say the nusach together with the bracha. Period. Im loy gavu ha'er b'kol hadayar yitzkel hem. Again, that's from in a case where it was a collection. Im loy gavu ha'er b'kol hadayar. If it was not yitzkel hem ha'morif al yidei acher. That's the way it's only done. I don't even know why it brings down the other way, because no one does that today where you make a collection from everyone in the courtyard. The only way it's done today is one person is the sponsor. That we learned yesterday. Don't you do it through your wife or children. Afilu gedoylim imhem serch mal shulchan. That was the second opinion. Like the first opinion of the Mechad that we learned yesterday. So he brings down the whole shulchan aruch over here. He doesn't tell you all the details. He just tells you to make the bracha. He doesn't tell you exactly when you make, but we know the halacha. You make the bracha first, and then you pick it up. Anyone can make the bracha. It's brought down in the dirshu. Anyone, either you can make the bracha, or he, the one that's being mezakeh, someone should make the bracha, and then the one who paid for it gives it to a third person who is an independent person and picks somebody up to tie from your knee. And here's the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu al mitzvas eruv, singular. No eruv v'chatzeros, doesn't say eruv, just al mitzvas eruv. Then, b'hadein eruva, with this eruv, yehei shorei lona, it should be permitted for us, le'afuke, to take out, u'le'ayule, to bring in, min ha'batim le'chatzer, u'min he'chatzer le'batim, u'mi bayis le'bayis. That was a similar shulchan. That was a whole chiddush. Bias to bias. Even though you're not going to the courtyard, you have two connected houses. Remember that? The Mishnah Berurah told us to the last. The Mishnah Berurah, people make that mistake. They think you're only in the Erev Chatzeros when you're going through a courtyard. But if you're going from one bias to another bias, connected, you don't need. Don't make that mistake. The Mishnah Berurah made a whole point of that. That's a mistake. You need an Erev Chatzeros to go from one bias to another bias, even when you're not going through a courtyard. Umechatzer lechatzer. To go from one courtyard, you have two apartment buildings. Each one made their own, and you want to go from something is in the lobby. You want to go from one courtyard to another. You're also not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go from one courtyard to another courtyard, unless you have an eruv chatzeros. So le gag, And then he has in brackets, Lishitufei Mavos Moisef, Umibatim Vachat Seros Limavoi, and we do say this because we're not really so. We do say this. Umibatim Vachat Seros Limavoi, Umimavoi Libatim Vachat Seros, Kol Ma Ditzrichlon. So this, the Mishnah didn't say this part. Anything which we need. Kol Ma Ditzrichlon. Ulchol Yisrael, that Mishabur said, Hadorim Bishchuna Hazo, anyone that lives in this neighborhood, and then there's a slash, or Boir Hazos, or in this city, because we make a move in today, we're a complex society, out of town. Is it called an ear? Is it called a Shchuna? How do you define the community today? Is it called an ear, Shchuna? And then Mishim Arv Lachol Hashanah Maisav, Lachol Mishay Yitaysef Ba, anyone that will join us, L'chol Shabsos Hashana u'l'chol Yomim Tovim. Again, no mention here of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you also need an Eruv Chatzeres to carry. The laws of Yom Kippur are identical to the laws of Shabbos. That's discussed at great length. Why does the bracha include Yom Kippur? L'chol Yom Kippur is not Nishtahin Nishtaher. It's not Shabbos and it's not Yom Tov. It's a different category by itself. Is it? Is it not? For the purpose of our bracha, it's included in the nusach of Yom Tov. And then I'll just read it, and Arif Techunet will learn, that will learn another time. Okay, that is the bracha. So we'll stop here, take a 2-minute break, and then we will...